From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A startling statement from a senior American senator on Sunday, Republican Lindsey Graham, said the time has come to start moving dependents of U.S. military personnel out of South Korea. On the CBS News program Face the Nation, he said it's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea. And I think it's now time to start moving American dependents out of South Korea.
The policy of the Trump administration is to deny North Korea the capability to hit America with a nuclear-tipped missile, not to contain it. Denial means preemptive war as a last resort. That preemption is becoming more likely as their technology matures.
Last week, North Korea shattered months of relative quiet by firing an intercontinental ballistic missile that some observers say showed the reclusive country's ability to strike the U.S. It was North Korea's most powerful weapons test yet. Gun battles erupted in the Yemeni capital Sana'a on Sunday as the alliance between the Iran-backed Shiite rebels, known as the Houthis, and former President Ali Abdullah Saleh appeared to have fallen apart. Clashes between fighters loyal to Saleh and the Houthis first erupted last week. Both sides have set up checkpoints, placed snipers on rooftops, and sealed off entrances to the city. But many state institutions, including the airport, state TV, and the official news agency, remain under the control of the Houthis. The Houthis' political office has accused Saleh of staging a coup against an alliance he never believed in after he offered to initiate talks with the Saudi coalition. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports the number of refugees that have fled into Zambia to escape militia violence in two provinces of the Democratic Republic of Congo has now topped 12,000. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The agency reports more than 8,400 Congolese refugees have arrived in Zambia in just the last 3 months, indicating a worsening of the situation in southeastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Government forces reportedly are killing many civilians in response to the rebellion in Haut-Katanga and Tanganyika provinces against the continued rule of the country's president, Joseph Kabila. To put the increasing instability in the country in perspective, UNHCR spokesman Babar Baloch notes more than 4 million people are internally displaced in DRC. He tells VOA within the past month alone, 200,000 more people have fled their homes.
When you do the math, the rough total of internal displacement comes to around 6,500 people being displaced each day.
Baloch says some 80% of the refugees are women and children, driven out by the extreme brutality of rampaging militias. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States has informed the United Nations that it will no longer participate in the Global Compact on Migration. The U.S. mission to the UN, in a statement, said the declaration contains numerous provisions that are inconsistent with U.S. immigration and refugee policies and the Trump administration's immigration principles. The announcement of the U.S. withdrawal from the pact came just before the opening of a global conference on migration scheduled to begin Monday in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. President Trump, in a series of Sunday morning tweets from the White House, attacked his own Federal Bureau of Investigation. And he said he never asked then-FBI Director James Comey to stop investigating his one-time National Security Advisor Michael Flynn about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to Washington. Also on Twitter, the president said the FBI's reputation is in tatters, the worst in history, but he promised the Trump administration will bring it back to greatness. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.